The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Your Majesty,
Ayin,
in Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to use this opportunity to appreciate our Father and our mother. Please, I would like us to put our hands together to celebrate Jesus in the life of our daddy and our mommy. And I also want to appreciate every of the Central Executive Council, all our daddies and our mommies, for this very rare privilege that I have to share with us in the Word of God. I pray that the Lord will use me to speak to us this day. And that has been my prayer ever since I
received.
This morning we are going to continue in listening to the word of God. And the subject before me is those that know their God. Those that know their God. One of the things that we need to understand as children of God is that we have been called into a deep intimacy. Deep intimate relationship with God. And I think I need to say that because it is very, very important. We have been called into a very deep intimate relationship with God. I'd like us to read from the book of Jeremiah chapter 9. And I'd like us to read from verse 23 to 24. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24. I'll read from this place. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, nor the strong man in his strength, nor the wealthy man in his riches. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises loving devotion, justice, and righteousness on the heart, for I delight in these things.
Bayi ni Oluwa wi, ki ologbon ki o ma sogo nitori ogbon re, be ni ki alagbara ki o ma sogo nitori agbara re, ki oloro ki o ma sogo nitori oro re. Ṣugbọn ki enikeni ti yo ba ma sogo ki o se ninu eyi pe oun ni oye oun si mo mi pe emi le Oluwa ti se anu ati idaju ati ododo le aye nitori inu mi dun ninu oun wonyi le Oluwa wi.
Thank God for the seminar that we had from our darling pastor. And other messages that we have been hearing since yesterday, it's important that we know that what is, you know, so that what will make God happy as our Father is that we know him.
Ohun to se pataki to ye ka mo ni pe ohun to ma je ki ni Olorun dun.
Yes, we may boast in our wisdom, but God is saying here that those things are not enough. Let not the wise boast in his wisdom. Let not the strong man boast in his strength. Let not the wealthy also boast in his riches. He said, but whosoever that boasts, let him boast. That he understands and knows. And that shows that that is what is important in the heart of God for every of his children. We are still coming to that. Please let's read from the book of Daniel chapter 11.
32b. Abala 32b.
But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people who know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. There is a particular word there that I don't want us to rule out. It is a continuation, a continuum, so to say. He says, but the people. That means an event took place. That means something happened. That was a prophecy by Daniel. And that prophecy came to fulfillment. I'm also coming to that. I'd like to define some keywords. What does it mean to know? To know, I got this from a dictionary. Is to be aware of. Through observation. Inquiry. Or information. To be aware of. To know means to be aware of. And how are we aware of? Through observation. Through inquiry. And information. Another definition.
It
says to develop a relationship with someone. To have developed a relationship with someone. Either through meeting. Maybe by meeting that person. By spending time with that person. Being familiar with that person. And also being friendly with that person. That's another definition. And I would like to lay more emphasis on that second definition. Because I'm sure many of us will say boldly that we have known God.
You ask
an average Christian today, do you know God? I know God. I've been a Christian for quite a while. This is the church that I attend. And does all this thing mean that we really know God? And I want to also say to us that there is difference between knowing about God and actually knowing God. Knowing about God may mean that you have informations about God. You have theological informations about God. You have heard a lot of things about Him. But the question is, do you really know God? The truth is, many of us know about God, but we do not have knowledge of Him at all. And a little knowledge of God is more beneficial than, you know, a great knowledge that we may have about Him. And I have mentioned earlier that the fundamental difference between knowing God and knowing about God is relationship. Having a personal relationship with God. Thank God for those that have come forward today to declare, you know, their life for Jesus. That is the first and major step to having a relationship with God. That is a very wonderful decision that they have made today. So the difference, the major difference between knowing God and knowing about God is having a relationship with God. Having a personal relationship with Him. God is a person. He is not fictional. Yes, he's someone, he wants you to have a relationship with Him. You know, there are times when I wonder.
Of course,
maybe like the psalmist also wondered.
He said,
who is man that you love him?
The son of man
that you are mindful of him.
He said, you
made him a little lower than the angel, you crown him with glory and honor.
And you put
everything under his feet. You know, at times I wonder, what interest do God really have in man this
morning?
So that shows that God is interested in having a personal relationship with
us.
He's also interested in us knowing
him.
Amen.
Amen.
He died for us. You may say, yes, we know our God. We know Jesus.
We know
that he's a creator.
He
died for our sins.
Because
we are celebrating that he rose again. We know that we can have eternal life and we can trust in him.
Yes,
glory to God for all this knowledge of him. But that is the knowledge you have about God. There is a huge difference between knowing God and knowing about God.
Even
Satan knows about God.
Satan
knows these things about God. He knows that Jesus died. So he tried all he could to ensure that this did not happen. But glory to God, it happened eventually. So all of this information, the devil also has it. However, knowing God refers to our personal and intimate relationship with him. Only this intimate relationship with God will help us to grow strong
again.
And that will also help us to do great exploits. You know, while I was compiling this message, it occurred to me that we know so many people. We have information about them. We can even say, we can talk about their networks. Because we have this information about them.
If
you have to talk about Dangote today, we have to talk about some prominent people in Nigeria today, we can talk about them. But does that amount to knowing them? We have information, but we are not close to them. Many of them, we have not even seen them, we have not met them one-on-one. Our depth of our relationship with God is directly proportional to the great exploit that we are going to do.
Yes,
our depth of relationship with him, our depth of relationship with our God is directly proportional to the great exploit that we can do. God craves, you know, a personal relationship from every believer.
Don't tell me that
Jesus came to the world to die just for us to come to church and gather like this alone.
No.
He sends his son to die so that we can have a relationship, you know, personally with him. He wants us to know and to understand his death. We cannot claim that we know church just by mere coming to church. All these things are good, they are prerequisite, but they are not actually the real thing. One of the things that also came to my mind is that you cannot get, you know, great resources, mineral resources, by mere scratching the surface of the ground.
Yes,
you have to dig deep. You have to make efforts. I pray the Lord is helping us in Jesus' name. There are degrees of knowing God. While I was also looking at this, I saw from the book of John chapter 14 verse 9. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus replied, Philip, I have been with you all this time, and still you do not know me. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. And Jesus said again, how can you say, show us the Father? You know, that was a statement that, you know, that response of Jesus showed to me that Jesus was not happy with Philip.
Like I said, there
are degrees of knowing God.
You may
have been in church for quite a while and yet you don't know God.
Philip
has been following Jesus.
Philip ti sele Jesus.
Yet he does not have this information.
Sibe ko ni iroyin yi.
He needed to ask Jesus. He said, please, it's a good thing he desired.
He wanted to know
God.
But you
know, Jesus, when he asked Jesus and said, please show us the
Father.
Jesus now said, so you still have to ask this from me.
After
all this while that you have been working with me, you do not know that I am the gateway, I am the Father. That was the response that Jesus gave to
Jesus.
There is a man that always challenged me. We are still going to talk a lot about him.
As
my soror ni pa eyan ko so. We have talked a lot about him today also. And that is Apostle Paul.
O ni Apostle Paul.
He got to a point in the life of Apostle Paul. He cried and he said that I may know him.
O de pele kan so ki gbe to ni ki emi ki o le mo.
That was his desire.
Nkan to po ngbe fun ni.
He was not just satisfied by the miracles, by the exploits around him. He wasn't satisfied.
Ko te larun pelu ise
iyanu. He wanted to know the depth of God.
O fe mo ile to dara ju ninu Olorun.
O
fe mo Olorun si.
And this should also be what we also task after, what we pant after.
Ele na gbodo je nkan ta wa na npo ngbe fun.
The Lord is going to help us in Jesus.
Olorun ma ran wa lowa loruko Jesus.
The measure in which we know God is determined by the measure we receive from him.
Ipele ta ba fi mo Olorun la ma mo ba se ma ri gba si lodo re.
The more we receive from the Lord.
Baba se ri gba si lodo Olorun.
The more we hear God.
Be la se ma gbo.
The more we obey him.
Be la se ma gbo.
The more we live out his word.
Be la se ma ma gbo ni
lo ro re. The more we shall know him.
Be la se ma mo si.
And know this, that knowing God is a personal decision.
E de mo pe mimo Olorun ipinu Olodun ni
ni. It's a personal decision.
O ipinu Olodun ni ni.
It doesn't come with the family package.
Ki se pe boya te bi ni.
No, it's a personal decision.
O ipinu Olodun.
That is why it is important for every one of us, by the time we leave this conversion, we live, you know, as a person that desires to know. If you don't have the knowledge or you don't have a relationship with God, it is a place where you decide. This is the time to decide that I want to have a relationship with him.
Ohun lo se se pataki pe ka to kuro ni bi o gbodo pinu pe o fe ni ibasepo pelu Olorun.
I pray that the Lord is helping us in Jesus.
Olorun ran wa lowo loruko Jesus.
I said the Lord is helping us in Jesus.
Olorun ran wa lowo loruko Jesus.
One of the prayer that came to my mind and I would like us to quickly pray.
Ikan ninu adura to wa sokan mi ti ma de fe ka gba nikan kan.
Our Father in the Lord, that Baba Degeshi has prayed that prayer.
Baba wa gbade geshi ti gbadura.
But I just want us to still pray again.
Mo ti fe ka tun gba si.
Something that God wants to do.
Boya ni nkan ti Olorun fe se.
There is a power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Agbara to ji Jesu.
There is a spirit.
Emi to ji Jesu
jide. If that same spirit is in us.
Si emi iba wa ninu wa.
The Bible says it's going to quicken our mortal
body. O lo ma ta wa ara wa ji.
I like you to pray whatsoever that is dead.
Mo fe ko gbadura so ko to ba ti doku.
That is dead in your life.
Ohun dara to ti doku ninu aye.
Every womb that is dead.
Gbogbo inu to ti doku.
Every marriages that is dead.
Gbogbo igbeyawo to ti doku.
Let us pray that the power of resurrection come upon
them. Eye ka gbadura pe ki agbara jide ko wa sori won.
Ko fi iye fun won ni isinyin.
Ni oruko
Jesus. And they come back to life.
Every
dead marriage,
every
dead womb,
every
dead finances, in the name of the Lord
Jesus.
Father, by the power of resurrection, let them come back to life today. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I'd like to just talk about some characters. Some characters that some characters in the Bible that have displayed, you know, their knowledge of God. And there are things that we can learn from them. From that book of Daniel chapter 11 from 32 where we read
earlier. Yes,
there was an event there. Of course, it was a prophecy. But that prophecy came to fulfillment. Daniel anticipated a reign of, you know, a reign prophetically in that chapter.
Daniel also nipa asotele ninu ese bibeli yi.
And just as he predicted,
bo se so,
it happened. A terrible king, you know, came to besiege, came to trouble the people of God.
Oba kan to wa nfe da won iyan re iyan Olorun lamu.
He desecrated the temple of the Lord. He humiliated the people of God.
Oh, pon won loju, o je won niya.
At some point he forced them to sacrifice swine on the altar of God.
Oh, kan pa fun won pe won gbodo ma
He even forced them to eat swine. He forced them to do things that are against the will of God.
Oni kan ma se nkan to lodi si fi Olorun.
People lived under that oppression for years.
Awon eyan gbe labe ijagaba I fo opolopo odun.
Daniel has prophetically declared.
Daniel is so,
he said, but they that know their God, it's not going to be easy for them. He knows that that rain is going to be very terrible. He knows that many are going to lose their life because many actually died. But he said, but they that know their God, they shall be strong. They shall not be overwhelmed by this event. They shall not, because of this event, say that God, where are you? There is no God. Their faith in God will not be shaken. Some of us, when we go through things today, when we go through things today, varying questions, this should not happen to me. How is this happening to me? These people, some people among them now rose. Just like Daniel has prophesied. Some people rose up among them. They are in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. And they stood up. They said this cannot continue. Though they were few, but they knew their God. They know God is able to deliver them from the hands of that terrible
king.
And God delivered them. I don't know what it is that you are also going through. And I don't know what is happening in your life. But I know a God that is able to handle every situation. I know a God that is able to deliver. You. All you need to do is to activate your faith in him. Another person I like to talk about, another character, is Daniel. Let's read from the book of Daniel chapter 6. From verse 4 to 15.
Lati ese kerin titi de kedogun.
Daniel chapter 6.
Daniel Orikefa.
Please, if you are there, you can read. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 4.
Nigba na ni awon alakoso ati awon are bale nwa esun si Daniel lese nipa oro ijoba sugbon won ko le ri esun tabi ese kese lowo re niwon bi o ti je olododo eniyan to be ti a ko si ri isina tabi ese kan lowo re nigba na ni awon okunrin won yi wi pe awa ki yo le ri esun kan si Daniel bi ko se pe a ba ri nipase ofin Olorun re nigba na ni awon alakoso ati awon are bale won yi pe jopo lese kan na lodo oba won si wi bayi wi pe darisu oba ki o pe gbogbo awon olori alakoso ijoba awon bale ati awon are bale awon igimo ati olori ogun jo gbimo po lati fi ofin oba kan lele ati lati pase lile kan pe enikeni ti o ba bere kan lowo Olorun tabi eniyan keniyan niwon ogbonjo ojo bi ko se lowo re oba a o gbe so sinu iho kinu nje nisisi oba fi ase na lele ki o si fi owo re sinu iwe ki o ma se yi pada gege bi ofin awon ara media ati persia eyi ti a ko gbodo pada nigba na ni darisu fi owo sinu iwe ati ase na
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is a story, you know. Daniel also here is a man that shows that he knows his God.
Daniel
he himself was a man who knew God. When president and princes of his own time, when they gathered of the Persian Empire, King Darius that no one should pray in the name of any other God. They asked him to issue a decree. Publicly, that anybody that is getting any petitions to any God or a man, except by the king,
yato si
oba, will be cast into the lion's den. Daniel was not moved by the such decree. The Bible recorded about Daniel that at that time he went into his room and he threw open his windows.
Daniel
and he prayed just like the way he has been praying before. Because even when there was a threat of throwing him into the lion's den, even when death was right before him, because he knows his God, He was not moved. People who know their God, they have the courage and strength to do his will. Even though the whole world may be against them, everybody around them, they may be giving in to sin. But they that know their God, they have the courage to stand.
When the
current situation of the country now, you know, to the people in the world, it is almost impossible to live righteously and live a successful life.
It's as if you have to compromise
before you can get anything good in your life.
But
those who know their God, they stand firm. They are not moved. I like you to beat your chest and say, I stand firm. I am not moved. I would also like to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel, chapter 3.
They also knew their God. You know,
they were summoned, and at that place, the king asked them, there was a decree also to bow before the image that was made by the king. It was almost difficult not to do so in such gathering.
Oh man, nira lati ma se be ni iru ipejopo be.
Yes, it was almost very difficult.
Oh nira.
It was a very powerful gathering.
Oh je ipejopo to lagbara.
The decree was coming out.
Ti ase de ofin de njade.
Once the trumpet and every other sound instrument is blow, you just bow down.
Nigba ta ba fun ipe ati omo. E ma teri ba ka de ma teri ba fun ire oba.
They stood their ground.
Awon meta yi won duro lori ese won.
These three men, they refused to bow.
Won ko lati teri ba.
They refused to follow the crowd.
Won te ko lati tele awon opo eyan.
And news came to the king.
Iroyin wa de ti oba.
That there were three people that did not do as he instructed.
Pe awon meta kan wa ti won se bo se
yo. I was reading this, I said the king still wanted to have mercy on them in his own way,
because
he gave them another chance again. He said, I heard that you didn't do this. But now at the sound of the trumpet, right before me here, once you hear the sound, bow down. They did not even allow the king to say anything for them.
They said to the king,
we are not careful to answer you on this matter, O king.
We are not going to
bow down for your image.
He
said, we know the God that we serve will deliver us. Even if he will not, not even if he cannot, because he can. But their own knowledge of God has gone past beyond, I am living alone. I am living that. I want to live. Their own knowledge of God has gone past that.
They know that
if eventually they were thrown into that furnace,
and
they died in that furnace, there is a plan that God is still going to be glorified. So that's why they can make bold to say
that
we are not going to bow down.
That
if you throw us in there, we know that our God will deliver us. Even if he won't deliver us, even if he decided not to do so,
so
now, we know him. He has a plan. Can you also say that? Can you also stand with God to that level? That whatsoever that comes,
we read
from the scripture yesterday when our father was leading us here.
Even
if the fig tree will not bring forth its fruit,
I will rejoice in the Lord.
Mention one more before I move to the next.
Ma tun fe daruko si kin to tesiwaju.
Talk about David also.
E je ka so nipa David.
I remember this just yesterday.
Mo ranti e ile ilana.
In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17.
Ninu we Samuel kini ori ketala.
Verse 1 to 25 we are not going to read it.
Na nika.
David, you know, the people of God were also being oppressed by a giant. And his name is
Goliath.
His name is Goliath.
Goliath.
You know, the Bible says 40 days he will step forward. For 40 days.
He
will come forward and he will start blaspheming the people of God. The armies of the living God. Who
do
not know that they were armies of the living God? Who
thought
that they were just servants of Paul?
He
came out and oppressed them.
He came out and blaspheming
their God. He said, give me a man. Have your God not done great things? If he's able to kill me, then our people will become your servant.
But one particular day, he shouldn't
have come out on that 48th day. He came out to oppress the people of God just as he used to.
But this particular
day was a wrong day for him to come out.
Because
there was a man in the midst of the people that knows his God. So upon hearing this, when he heard all the blasphemy, he was pricked to his heart. And he said, how can this uncircumcised Philistine he said, what is going to happen then?
He was brought forward
to the king.
Even
though there was resistance, his brother said, we know that you always want to come, you always want to do this.
He understood
his guard. And at some point, the king thought he could help him. Giving him hammer, giving him shield, he said, I am not used to this. And he went to meet Goliath. The one that has been defiling the armies of God.
The one that has
annihilated the people of God, even in their heart. He has captured them in their heart.
Because of his knowledge of God, the major enemy of the people of God
was killed and destroyed. I will stop there on the characters, and I would like to talk about why do we need to know God. Why do we need to know God? Number one, because the Bible commands it. From the book of Psalms chapter 46 verse 10.
Ninu we Psalm 46
the Bible says, be still and know that I am God.
Oni dake je ki o si mo pe mi ni Olorun.
I am exalted among the nation.
Agbe mi gan ni orilede.
I am exalted in the heart.
Agbe mi gan ninu okan.
From the book of 1 Chronicles also chapter 28 verse 9.
Ninu we Chronicle keji ori kejo.
Said, and you my son Solomon.
Oni iwo mo mi Solomon.
Know the God of your father. Know the God of your father and serve him with single mind and willing heart.
It
is important that we serve God with a willing heart.
As we have come for this conversion,
it's one of the, as a matter of fact, the major decision that every one of us can make here today.
Not to serve
God the way we have been doing before.
Yeah,
there was a message I think about 2 weeks ago that you are better than this. You can do
Than this.
So it doesn't matter how well you have been doing, you can do better. It doesn't matter what level you have with God, you can go deeper. So God is telling you, you have to serve him with a single mind and willing heart. For the Lord searches every mind and understands every plan. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will abandon you forever. I pray that God will not abandon us in Jesus' name. Number two reason why we have to seek the knowledge of God is eternal life depends on it. Eternal life depends on our knowledge of God. You know, the Bible defines eternal life as knowing God through the person of Jesus Christ. Whosoever that wants to come to the Father must do that through Jesus Christ.
And
that is why I'm happy for the decision that some people made here today. Because their names are written in the book of life already. And John chapter 17 verse 3.
John 17,
it says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
Ati Jesu to e ti ran,
that they may know you,
ki won le mo,
the only true God,
nipase Olorun to je Olotito,
and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
Jesu ti eyin ti ri.
Another reason why it is important to know God,
idi mi ti o se pataki ka mo Olorun,
it can help us to love God.
O ma ran wa lowo lati feran Olorun.
We only can love and trust someone as much as we know them. We only can love and trust someone as much as we know them. You don't just meet a random stranger on the street, except you are deceiving yourself and say, I love you. So you can only love people as much as you know them. So it can help us to love God. You know, we don't fall in love with complete strangers. And that's why, you know, that book of Jeremiah chapter 9,
Jeremiah 9, it said,
do not let the wise boast in their wisdom. Do not let the mighty boast in their might. Do not let the wealthy boast in their wealth. But let those who boast in this, that they understand and know me, that I am the Lord. I act with steadfast love, justice and righteousness in the heart. For in these things I delight,
said
the Lord. So the more we know God, the more we know God, the more we love and obey him.
Brethren,
I want to put it to us today, that there are still some things that we are yet to know. But the beautiful thing is that God is willing to open himself up to us. Yes, there was a time, I think I had a testimony of someone that said he needed to ask God what to eat for breakfast. I said, I'm not close to that yet. What am I going to eat for breakfast this morning? What clothes am I going to wear? You know, that is relationship with God. And we can actually get there. You may want to go through a particular road, and God is saying, no, you don't go through that place, go through this place.
So
that is relationship.
ìbáṣepọ̀ ni. Ìdí ni tí mo fi sọ pé pé bí a bá ṣe jinlẹ̀ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run, Ọlọ́run ń béèrè lọ́wọ́ wa pé ká tún jinlẹ̀ sí pẹ̀lú rẹ̀, ká tún jinlẹ̀ sí nínú rẹ̀. Ọlọ́run ràn wá lọ́wọ́ lórúkọ Jésù.
Ìdí
ni tí a gbọ́dọ̀ fi mọ Ọlọ́run.
Experience spiritual growth.
Ká ní ìrírí ti ẹ̀mí.
Ó máa ń jẹ́ ká ní ìdàgbàsókè
nínú ẹ̀mí.
Ó máa ń jẹ́ ká dàgbà nínú ẹ̀mí. The more one knows God.
Bàbá ṣe mọ Ọlọ́run sí.
Intellectually and in experience.
Ní ìrírí àti ní ọpọlọ.
The more we grow spiritually.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló ṣe máa dàgbà sí nínú ẹ̀mí.
I like us to read from the book of 2 Peter.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká kà nínú Pétérù.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
Pétérù kejì, orí kẹta, ẹsẹ 18.
The word of God says, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Grow in grace. So the more we know about him, we continue to grow. It helps our spiritual growth. It helps us spiritually. To live a righteous life. To live a holy life. To study more.
To pray
more. The more we get to know him, the more we want to do all these things. The more we see power and strength to do it. The more it becomes interesting to us to do.
Ohun ti Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ká máa ṣe.
Oh, ma je ki nkan ti emi ko ma wu wa lati ṣe. You know, many of us, when we want to pray now, we get tired under 5 minutes.
Ngba topo ba ngbadura ati re wa laarin iseju marun.
We get tired under 10 minutes.
Laarin iseju mewa ati re wa.
You know, even to study the word of God is difficult.
Lati le ka oro Ọlọ́run o nira.
But the more we get to know him, there's no way you will get close to a friend that you don't want to check on that friend and hear from that friend.
Ko si bo se fe sumo ore kan to ni fe lo ma wo.
Yes, you want to check on that friend.
Wa fe ma wo.
You want to know about him.
Wa fe mo si.
You want to share with him.
Wa fe ba soro.
You know, that it's going to help us grow spiritually. Another one, it helps us to understand ourselves. Yes, when we know God, it helps us to understand ourselves. Knowing God helps us with a better understanding of our own identity.
You know,
it helps us to appreciate who we are in Christ Jesus. It's important that we get to the level of knowing very
well. I want to
quickly talk about the benefits of knowing God.
Number one is,
those who know God have great energy for God. We have had a lot today.
Ati gbọ
in the seminar.
Ninu seminar.
Yes, it's a great blessing unto every one of us.
Igbogun nla ni fun gbogbo wa.
You know, those that know God, they are not afraid to sacrifice anything for God.
Awon to ba mo Olorun won ko ero ni ba won lati bi nkan kan furubo fun Olorun.
It's like a waste of life and waste of time.
Kan ma fi akoko sofo ni pe won
fa ni pe ni kan fa akoko e won fa ye sofo.
Ya fa ye sofo.
But to those that know him, you know, they have that energy to do more.
Won ni agbara lati se si.
Imagine someone that, you know, decide a car that should be a pleasure and God is saying go and sell that car and give it to the furtherance of the gospel.
Ewo eni so n lo moto tan ni pe ti Olorun so fun pe ko lo gbe pe
yan ko. Someone who does not understand God, it's like, are you crazy?
Eni ti o ba ni oye Olorun a so pe sori e daru ni.
Some people today, that is why the subject of tithing has become a very, you know, a controversial one, though it is not controversial in the world today. It is very hard to explain.
Oh, nira lati shalaye.
How can you know, the 100% is not even enough to spend already, and you are asking me to remove 10%.
100 years ago, 30 to our niki muda mewa kuro.
It takes a man with the knowledge of God to know that yes, it is important. It's something that we must do.
And so, Bani Oyo, ko she pataki ko she.
I pray that the Lord is helping us in Jesus.
Olorun aran wa
lo. And we saw that energy in the lives of the, you know, Daniel. We saw it in the lives of the three Hebrews. You know, they had energy for God. You know, they were not careful. They were not mindful of their own lives. They have given it over to God completely. What he does with their life is not their concern. So what God would do with their life is not their concern. They have handed it over to him. They were able to go, they were ready to do anything for God. They are ready to do anything for God. I read about a man that traveled and left his comfort zone and came to Africa and was going from one very dangerous zone to another. When you read about such people, you be like, what? Where are we? Where am I? He left his comfort, he left his everything, and he came because of the gospel. He came preaching from one place to another, not minding what will happen to him. The Lord is helping us in Jesus' name. Those who know God, that's number two, they have great thought of God.
Thoughts.
Yeah, they think about God in all that they do. God is the number one. God is not their final resort.
Some will say that have tested.
Where was God when you are trying everything? Those that know God don't say that. They don't do that. Before they could do anything, it has to be God. Yes, God is their first resort and their last resort. So they have their thoughts full of God. Yes, they think about God in all they do. Is it worth doing? When they are asked to do something against the will of God, they ask themselves, is it worth doing? Should I be found in this as a child of God? They consider this before they do anything. Number three, those who know God show great boldness for God. Yes, they show great boldness for God. They are not afraid. They are not afraid. Just like those men, they stood against the king. They stood against the king. They stood against him. They said we are not careful. You don't have to say it again, okay? Don't tell them to blow the trumpet again. Our answer remains the same. The report that they gave to you is what we are going to do. So if they blow it 100 times, you are still not going to bow. It doesn't matter how many times they blow it. They were bold. I don't know. When our daddy was leading us here in the Bible study, and he was talking about when that question came up and what will happen to those that miss the first, that miss the rapture, and will they be able to get it through? Will they be able to get through to heaven again? And of course we know it's very difficult. And Pastor Samuel was there saying,
people are denying Christ.
Demons in Jadega. People are running away.
It's not even up to that.
Not to talk of when, when it's going to be very, very difficult to be a Christian. Because there is no grace again around that time. Please let me quickly chip this in. Please let's make every effort to ensure that we make rapture. While I was growing up as a young Christian, there is a movie that I saw, and I cried for like 2 days because it was about rapture, and I saw all the terrible things that happened to those that were left behind, and I said to myself I don't want to be here, because it got to a point, they got the eyes of a man out, they already cut his toe, they already did all of that to him, they were going to do the next one. He said, now let me take the mark. It was almost difficult. It is very difficult, I mean. It is impossible. So that is why we have to make every effort. But those who know God, they show great boldness. That's where we are. They show great boldness for God. They are not afraid to stand alone. Yes, they are not afraid to stand alone. As long as they are doing the right thing. The problem of most Christians today is that we don't want to stand alone. There are a lot of convincing and confusing what to say, that okay,
that you turn to to where people are
preaching.
I don't want to back where the word are
but backing. Like I used to say, if everyone in this place today decides to say that the color of this, you know, this thing is no longer white, it is black.
It
doesn't change the color, it is still white. So you have to make up your mind as long as you are doing the right thing to ensure, yes, that you are bold. You are bold. Those that know their God, they are bold. You get to your place of work. Some people already wrote
7:30.
And you know that you came in around 8. You are afraid of the persecution of people. You don't want to write because by the time you write it, you are going to expose them. And people say your own is too much. Dare to stand for God. Even if it means that you are standing alone. Those who know their God, they have great contentment in God. Contentment in God. They are satisfied. They are not moved by what is around them. Whatsoever that God has given to them, they are satisfied. Whatsoever they have, they are satisfied. You agree with me that in this war. Thank you, sir. That there is nothing that can actually bring satisfaction. Not money. Money cannot give satisfaction. Not anything in the world. It is only our knowledge of God that gives us satisfaction. So those that know their God, they have contentment. They are wise. Please write Ephesians chapter 1:17-18. Yes, those that know their God, they have freedom. Yes, they know freedom. They have freedom. So how do you get to know God? I want to quickly end this. How do you get to know God? I like to read from the book of Job chapter 22.
Job
22:21-29. It said, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from your mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquities far from you. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. And on. But let me just quickly say, ways by which you can know God is, number one, return. 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 If you have, wonder if you are living in sin, you need to return back home. You need to return back to Jesus. You need to come back to Jesus. Happy for the decision some people make today. But if you are still there, you are still struggling with making that decision, it doesn't matter how far you have gone on a wrong path. Yes, as long as you discover that it's the wrong path, make a U-turn. Make a U-turn. And come back to Jesus.
Come back to Jesus.
So return.
Pada.
Yes, return.
Pada.
Give your life to Jesus.
Jesus.
Another way is to continually study the word of God. Continually study the word of God.
Read.
Meditate.
Ma-sha-sha-ro.
Study. Memorize the word of God. The word of God. How can you say you know about God or you know God, and you don't know his word? You need to come today. You need to study the word of God. You need to give yourself to the study of God's word. And also by prayer, God has given us the Holy Spirit. So by prayer, praying continually. And I pray that the Lord Almighty will help us in Jesus' name. I'd like you to bow down your heads and pray. Father, help me. In the name of Jesus, I want to know you more. More of you.
Jesus, more of you. I want to know more of you.
Mo fe mo si.
I want to know more of you.
Mo fe
mo
si.
Paul the apostle said that I may know him, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering. Can you please go ahead and say, Father, I want to know you more, more, in the name of Jesus. Please continue to pray, Lord, I want to know you.